And so happy Halloween, everybody. Oh my gosh, Halloween is such a fun day. Not only do kids get to dress up and go trick-or-treating and come home with lots of candy, but actually kids, children, and adults together, we all get to do that if we want to dress up, to put on a costume, and even sometimes when we put on that other costume, we take on that character. You can be the pirate, or you can be the cop. You know, people can dress up as a pirate, or as a princess, or as a monster, or a witch, or a superhero, or maybe even dress up as the opposite gender of what you are. Anything that you can conjure up in your imagination, you can dress up as, and if you want to, kind of take on that character while you're dressed up. You know, and one of the things that enables us to do is actually to step out of ourselves for a moment and actually feel or see what it feels like to be somebody else or to be something else. And if you're wearing a mask, you can really be incognito. Nobody knows who you are, and you can really take on another character and step outside of yourself and be something different for that time. I know I've gone to many Halloween parties in my life, and it is always so funny. People are so funny when they're dressed up in costumes. It's like it removes their inhibitions, and they act in ways they wouldn't normally act. And I know one time I was at a Halloween party, and there was a young woman there, and she had on this semi-transparent mask that had beautiful, like, airbrushed makeup, and she had long hair, and she just looked incredibly beautiful. And she was going around this party all night long and sitting on people's laps. No one knew who she was, and she wasn't talking. Sitting on people's laps and flirting, and people were like, oh my God, she's so beautiful and stuff. She did that all night long, flirting like that. And at the end of the night, she took her mask on, and oh my gosh, she was a coworker of these people who was so shy and kind of the wallflower and so reserved in her life. But wearing that mask let her take on this whole different character than who she is in her daily life. And you know, we as human beings have worn masks throughout history for lots of different reasons. And so I was looking online this week, and I wanted to share with you an article, part of an article that was about Reasons Why Humans Wear Masks by Jeremy Adam Smith. He says, today we wear masks to celebrate Halloween and to ward off disease. But the mask has deep roots in human history. Masks have been used in religious ritual. In fact, there was a stone face mask that was discovered recently that is estimated to be 9,000 years old, was found in the hills of Hebron. It was most certainly used in religious ritual as humanity transitioned from hunting and gathering to growing our own food. You know, when I learned about that in a religions class in college, that is when they think prayer really started, people praying for their crops to do well as they begin to settle down and not be wanderers, just gathering whatever was available. It says, probably as part of ancestor worship, according to archaeologists. Similarly, in the Egypt of the pharaohs, masks were used to connect the dead with the living, making them a kind of conduit between this world and the next. Mummies were fitted with masks in the likeness of the deceased so that the soul could locate the right body when the time came. Masks have been used in hunting. Early Stone Age hunters wore masks in stalking prey. According to anthropologists, this was part for camouflage. Sometimes the masks were made from the hide or the fur of the prey to disguise the human scent. However, masks that resembled the animal being hunted served psychological purposes as well. They may have helped the hunter think like their prey. Hunters wore masks in rituals performed before the hunt. Isn't that kind of like putting on that mask and taking on a different persona? And during celebrations like Halloween. I love this one. Celtic pagans came to believe that ghosts came out as the winter arrived. And they started wearing masks outside to avoid being recognized by their dead relatives and enemies. Is that amazing? The Roman Catholic Church co-opted these autumnal pagan beliefs into All Hallows' Eve, or All Saints' Day, which was retranslated to honor the saints. So we've worn masks forever for all sorts of different reasons. And today, we wear masks because of COVID to protect each other from inhaling each other's respiratory droplets. You can wear a mask to hide. You can also actually wear a mask, what do I have here, to hide. So COVID, we wear those masks so we don't breathe those droplets. Halloween, we wear a mask, one reason, it enables us to get outside of ourselves, like I said, to try on different behaviors, to try on different archetypes, which in turn actually allows us to discover aspects of ourselves that have not been brought to light before that. Because it's not like that character that you're playing, it's not like it came from outside of you. Those characteristics were already inside of you, but you hadn't brought them forward until that time. So perhaps Batman gets to experience what it's like to be strong or to be a hero. And perhaps the pirate gets to be naughty and do things that are against the rules that they normally live by. And the princess gets to feel special and gets to feel admired. And the monster gets to feel powerful as they scare people. Dressing up like that is a safe way to express parts of ourselves that we don't normally embrace. And then sometimes there's another kind of mask we wear, the kind of mask that we actually hide behind in our daily lives. The mask that we wear that we want to show other people of the way that we think we should be, or the mask that we wear that depicts what we think other people want to see, a mask of inauthenticity, a mask that we hide behind. So think about it. Is there somewhere in your life where you wear a mask? Some situation or circumstance or with some people that you kind of put a mask on and hide a little bit of who you are. We hide the parts of ourselves that we hold in judgment. The parts of ourselves that we are afraid for other people to see. The parts of ourselves that we think aren't acceptable or that we think aren't lovable. And so the title of my talk today is Behind the Mask, as you all are sitting there with masks on today. And I'm talking about two different things. Actually, that there are masks that help us explore who we are inside and who enable us to bring more of our potential before. And then there are masks that we hide behind, masks that keep us small and that reinforce our own negative judgment about ourselves. I know that at our deepest level, what we really want is to be loved. We really want to be loved and accepted by ourselves and by others. We want to express our authentic selves in this world and just be who we are. And as spiritual beings, we are here to discover who we are. We're here to unfold our own spiritual magnificence. Reverend Roger Teal said, "We chose to come to this earth so that we might discover our inherent greatness. Greatness of wisdom and heart. Learn spiritual principles, comprehend existing forces, and allow ourselves to be instruments of love, peace, and creative unfoldment." So we are here to discover our own greatness. We are here to unfold our own potential. But the problem is sometimes we get afraid. We get afraid of other people judging us. And when we get afraid of other people judging us, we kind of hide out. Maybe we put on that mask of the invisible man so that we kind of become invisible. And when you're hiding out like that because you're afraid of other people judging you, maybe you don't do things like learn a skill that you want to learn, or learn how to ride a bike, or learn how to play a game, or learn how to do something because you're afraid of being judged. Or maybe you don't go for that job or go for that relationship because you're afraid that that person isn't going to accept you or like you or agree with who you are. It keeps us from being our true selves. And what happens then is we miss out on lots of things in life when we're hiding out. We don't feel safe or free to be ourselves, because when we do feel safe, that allows us to try on new behaviors, to learn new skills, to do new things. But we don't do those things when we're afraid of judgment of other people. But really, it comes down to you're judging yourself underneath that. And if you aren't able to see the good in yourself, then you aren't able to see the good in other people. So like I said, underneath that fear of being judged by other people is really that we're judging ourselves. It's that we judge ourselves as unacceptable, or as not enough, or as not worthy as we are right now. There's a quote that I found a long time ago and I didn't write down who wrote it, and I really like it. It says, "Your unhappiness equals the size of the lie you are telling yourself." The lie that you're somehow not enough. The lie that you're not worthy. The lie that you don't have what it takes. And when you are telling yourself that you are anything less than the magnificence of that divine presence, you are telling yourself a lie. And when you tell yourself that you are somehow broken or that you're not enough, it's a lie. And when you tell yourself that you don't have what it takes to do the thing that your heart wants to do, it's a lie. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, "There is more to us than we realize. Us, the real us, is birthless, deathless, changeless. And God as us, in us, is us. The innermost God and the outermost God is one God." All of the potential, all of the power, all of the creative intelligence of this universe is within you. And you are whole now. And you're whole because you are of God. And God is wholeness itself. In God, there is no lack. There is no limitation. There is no brokenness. For spirit is wholeness itself. And that wholeness is expressing as you. And so what if your foibles actually served you? What if you actually weren't meant to be perfect? What if your mistakes that you make and the traumas of your life are really invitations to love yourself? What if all that judgment and those things that you judge yourself for are really invitations to love yourself? In the atmosphere of love, there's room for healing. In the atmosphere of love, it's safe to discover all of who you are. In the atmosphere of love, it's safe to grow because it's safe to make mistakes. In that atmosphere of love, it's safe to be exactly who you are. And when you love yourself, you create that safety. You create that safe atmosphere and that safe realm. Makes me kind of think of like somebody learning how to do math. Think about it. If you're in an atmosphere that is critical and that is harsh and that where there's a lot of competition, you're not going to learn math very easily because you can't make mistakes in that environment. And that makes it difficult to learn. But if you are in a safe and a nurturing environment where there is no judgment, then it's a safe atmosphere to actually learn to practice math and to make mistakes and to make the mistakes over and over and over again until you master math. But it takes the safe, nurturing environment in order to learn the skills so that you become a master. In that energy of love and acceptance from ourselves, we get to relax and be ourselves. It gives us space to learn and to grow and to bring our greatness forward. I read a quote this week that says, "When I accept myself just as I am freed from the burden of needing you to accept me." When I accept myself, I don't need you to accept me. Then we can take the mask off, and then we are free. And so my invitation to you is to be aware of when you're wearing a mask. And to ask yourself, when you're wearing a mask, does this mask serve me? Does it serve me discovering my wholeness? Does it serve me in being the wholeness that I am? Does it serve me in my own self-discovery and bringing something greater forward? Or does it keep me small? Does it keep me feeling less than? Does it reinforce my negative judgments about myself because I can't prove that I'm wrong? And you know what? You might even try on a mask, like stepping into another archetype, an energetic or invisible mask or costume of somebody, say, that you know that is accomplished. Maybe you don't even know them. Somebody that is accomplished, to step into that persona as, say, you go into a meeting at work or as you do a presentation, to stand in that energy, kind of like the hunter putting on the wolf mask, letting you think like that person does, letting you present yourself and stand in the energy that that person does. Maybe put on the invisible costume of the warrior, as so that you feel brave and confident as you have to have a conversation with someone or have to deal with something that's difficult. Or maybe you put on the mask of the guru as you move into that altercation to have a discussion with someone so that you can maintain a sense of peace and a sense of calm and a sense of not being knocked off balance. I invite you to try that. Next time you have to do something that feels challenging, ask yourself, what mask or what costume could I put on and wear invisibly as I go to this meeting or go to do this thing that I have to do? And see how it makes you feel. And see if it doesn't allow you to discover that you already have those qualities inside of you. Because that costume is just invisible, it's just energetic, it enables you to bring those things forward. But you kind of trick your subconscious mind because you're pretending that you're someone else. It can serve you by doing that because it enables you to bring those qualities forward that you haven't yet nurtured or that you haven't yet discovered. Wearing that mask allows you to fan that flame and to bring those things forward. And the second one is to notice when you're wearing a mask that doesn't serve you, that doesn't serve your wholeness, or that doesn't serve your expansion, or that keeps you feeling less than, or that keeps you from actually loving yourself. And when you discover that you're wearing that mask and hiding, love yourself in that moment. Have compassion for yourself. Treat yourself with kindness. Ernest Holmes said, "There is something within you, beyond all doubt and fear, something which has never been limited by your acts or destroyed by your feeling. This is the only something that can make you whole. Your spirit already is the wholeness of life, the wholeness of the divine, wholeness itself. There's nothing missing in your spirit. There's only something missing in your perception, in your self-perception. Lean into who you are as a spiritual being, the I am presence that you are. And know that everything that happens in your life is an invitation to love. It's an invitation to love yourself, and it's an invitation to love others. It's an invitation to discover who you are. It's an invitation for you to give way to your own divine nature, your own spirit. And it's an invitation for you to show up as the light that you are. And when you do that, you'll be living with a sense of freedom. You'll have a sense of freedom to be exactly who you are. And you'll be giving way to your own spiritual magnificence. And so blessings to you on this Halloween as we use it as a reminder to us to notice when we're wearing a mask that doesn't serve us and to invite us to wear a mask that does serve us and help us discover who we really are inside of here. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. How good it is, really, to just be reveling in the truth, to be reveling in this presence of spirit that is wherever we are. For I recognize that the presence of the divine, that one infinite love, that one infinite principle of wholeness, that one principle of infinite creativity is everywhere present. And I recognize that that presence of God lives and moves and has its beingness within each of us as wholeness and as love and as the truth that we are enough and that we are none other than the magnificence of spirit here in form. In this fleshy disguise, that it is the presence of the infinite one that leads us and guides us, that expresses within us and through us, that taps at our hearts, that says, I am one with all. I am that which you seek, for I am already here. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be answered for and to that infinite presence within us. And so today I know that that presence unfolds within us and through us as the exact thing we have been looking for, the exact thing that we have thought was missing inside of us is actually right there waiting to be discovered, waiting to be nurtured and given an invitation to come forward in our lives. Love and peace and power and wholeness and good and creativity and beauty, magnificence itself. And so today we step into this in the full recognition that it is already within us. And we bring it forward. And we are blessed in doing so. and the people around us are blessed also. For when we show up as the fullness of ourselves, we become a blessing everywhere we go. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into the creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself because we have said yes to that which is already true. And so we step in and we step up. And in gratitude, I say, and so it is.